Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guests up in the studio are John Walczyk and Andrew Stein. You guys are from Johnson Compounding. Welcome.
Thank you.
And although you guys have owned the business for a short period of time, the history of the company is indeed long. As we were talking about it, the company was founded in
1852.
Wow. So congratulations on acquiring a company that obviously succeeded. Now, you know, you got a bar to hit and maintain. Why don't you tell our listeners a little about the pharmacy and what it is that you guys do, because you're in somewhat of a unique niche.
Sure. So at Johnson Compounding, we do custom medicine. So we make medication from scratch. And then we have a wellness center that has a naturopathic doctor that sees patients. And we do all different supplements from different companies.
So everybody obviously is familiar with a pharmacy and what pharmacists do, but it seemed to me a compounding pharmacist is a really small subset of the entire pharmaceutical industry. How many pharmacies, just as a wild number, are there in this country? Thousands, tens of thousands?
Yeah, tens of thousands of pharmacies.
And how many compounding pharmacists are there? Probably a real small subset?
Yeah, probably around 2,000 to 3,000 that do what we do.
Wow. So how did you get into it, and what are the advantages, and why do people come to compounding pharmacists?
Sure. So I've been managing the pharmacy before I purchased it with Andy for about 10 years. And the benefit is that you can make custom medication that doesn't have the fillers or for kids or geriatric patients. You actually make a formula that they can take without having to swallow a pill.
So you're really tailoring it to the needs of the individual, and it's something that is far more accessible in a lot of ways for patients with needs, whether you say kids or geriatrics.
Exactly. So we're filling the void of what commercial medication doesn't have. So whether it be changing the dosage form or changing the delivery system, that's where we step in and are able to have our footprint in healthcare.
And you must work very closely with providers, with physicians who see the patient and
Absolutely.
Say, this
a lot
person...
Of physician driven, where they send us their problem and have us, help us remedy the situation.
So there must be, I don't want to use the sort of creative piece, but far more creative than counting out 12 pills and filling a vial. You have to come up with a solution that says, okay, you know, this person's got this restriction, that restriction, maybe allergies, whatever you have, and you guys have to come up with something that solves the problem.
Exactly. It's not a cookie cutter approach where it's one size fits all or fits most. It's definitely customizable.
So you talked about two particular ends of the spectrum, at least from an age perspective, kids and geriatrics. Would compounding apply to almost anybody without a standard, everyday run-of-the-mill, 30-day prescription?
Yeah, it does. It's our biggest specialty at Johnson Compounding is men's health and female health. So we do a lot of postmenopausal compounds, and then for men, a lot of erectile dysfunction compounds. Mm. So even though it's pediatrics to geriatrics, a lot of what we do is sort of right in the middle in that the 30 to 60 age group.
Oh, interesting. And in terms of the training that you guys have relative to your typical pharmacist, is it much more complicated than that? Because I would imagine you don't just get a license to mix drugs together without some specialized knowledge.
So your standardized pharmacy degree, you do have some compounding in there. However, we've furthered that by taking classes beyond our degree and getting certified from actually Professional Compounding Centers of America. Mm-hmm. So we have our non-sterile and sterile certifications.
And I would imagine going back a couple of years with some of the compounding issues that happened, and I don't want to rehash what was in the news, but obviously there's risk associated with stuff, and you talked about sterile versus unsterile environment, but is it more highly controlled than the typical pharmacy environment?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the black eye came on the industry with a rogue operation. However, the positive of that has been the regulations that have been put in place to ensure that patients are protected. So you can see the pharmacies that are still out there doing what we do are the ones that we're doing it right. And the state is on us all the time to make sure that we're following those strict codes.
And it would seem to me that, you know, this is an area where perhaps more patients should talk with their physicians about the option of compounding. I know in particular when you get to geriatrics, you know, people have a laundry list and the complexity associated with that is, you know, some of them are morning, midday, evening, you know, on all various different times of day. And I think one of the challenges that I'm aware of is that the confusion sets in. It's like, did you take this? Did you not take it? You remember, you know, what you're supposed to take what part of the day, and caregivers become overwhelmed by it. And I imagine you guys can be somewhat of a solution to that by simplifying it, by potentially compounding two into one or what have you.
Exactly. You can change the dosage form. You can change the mechanism. You know, a lot of times, and actually if you take a step back and you look at almost our front store and the holistic approach that we take toward solving medical issues, is, you know, sometimes you're getting a prescription to solve a side effect of another medication. Mm. Whereas if you take a step back and look at, you know, what's the root cause analysis, to try to figure out a different approach maybe to solving the first, you know, try to eliminate some of the unnecessary medication.
And what is the typical interaction of a patient? Is it, you know, and I know in a typical retail pharmacy or in a mail order situation, it's, you know, provide the script and step away. Is it much more of an interactive and involved process with your client base?
It is, absolutely. You know, you have to know your patient. Ultimately, for example, a pediatric script, you can't just flavor it what we want to flavor it. You have to make sure that you're compliant with what the kid is going to take, because, you know, if we're making something that's a cookie cutter approach because it's easy for us, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. That medication doesn't help if the child doesn't take it. So we're, you know, we're talking with the parents, we're trying to figure out, and this is just one example, but we're trying to figure out what's going to be the easiest route of administration. We got to make sure that, you know, if there's dietary restrictions or allergies, that we're producing something that's going to be beneficial.
Or if you're dealing with autism or spectrum, it could be the taste or the texture. So a lot of times you have to mimic different textures or tastes just so the patient will tolerate it. So it's really interesting what we do.
It sounds like it's so unique in terms of every case. You know, you sort of have to take all these inputs in and make a decision based on all those inputs to try and tailor it towards the needs of the patient. And fascinating in terms of the options that must be available too. So there's a science aspect, but there's also obviously some creativity and some knowledge that all gets mixed in together, no pun intended,
exactly.
To come out with the final formulation.
It can get kind of fun too, actually. You know, in talking to some of the patients and their caregivers, we have an opportunity to be pretty unique with some of the dosage forms that we've provided. I know we've definitely done some gummies for kids that just will not take, you know, a solution. They won't drink it. As John said, texture is a big issue for some of our clientele. Mm-hmm. So coming up with a unique thing, I know at one point we did a Tootsie Roll, and we used that as the base just to be able to provide medication within that and then kind of harden it back up. But, you know, it's one-offs, but they're pretty interesting.
Now, is that type of stuff, and just as an example, is that something that you can formulate internally or, you know, within your own facility, or do you have to send it out for certain processing, or how does that generally work? Are you guys like a one-stop shop? Everything happens in the back, so
everything's on premise.
Oh, wow. So you really can tightly control quality and all of that. Excellent. Now, John, you talked about having sort of a holistic approach and a wellness center as well. What does the wellness center provide?
Yeah, so we have a great staff in the front. We have a naturopathic doctor who will see patients and go over their labs, their levels. And then we have different supplements in the front that you can't find elsewhere. So a lot of them are either custom made or custom tailored to this area. So one of our biggest ones is New England Allergy Mix. So patients that have seasonal allergies will start in April and May and then not have the allergic response they normally do. But that's one of the examples of sort of the product lines that we carry.
Hmm. So, you know, that you just piqued my curiosity, because who doesn't suffer from some form of seasonal allergies? But so that would be a case where a doctor would provide a script to a patient and they would come to you. And so to help us without an understanding of, it's not like your typical retail pharmacy where you carry, you know, 6,000 SKUs of different products. It's mostly tailored towards homeopathic and natural medicine is the front end. You're not
exactly
carrying toilet paper and Sprite.
We don't carry Motrin or ibuprofen.
Okay.
We carry curcumin or turmeric.
Okay.
So it works on inflammation, but you're not getting the side effects you would of the ibuprofen. So when people come in looking for that, we'll explain to them what the benefits are of using a natural turmeric instead. Allergies, same thing. Instead of using Claritin when they come in sneezing, we would recommend New England Allergy Mix or DHIST, which is another product that we carry that helps your body actually handle the immune response as opposed to suppressing the histamine.
Okay.
So a lot of times what happens when you take loratadine or some other antihistamine, you know, you start to feel good for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, and then it feels like almost your body got used to it. And in essence, what's happening is that being that's an antihistamine, your histamine is just building up more and more. So now to the level where you're starting to get those, you know, runny eyes, itchy nose, sneezy, those side effects are coming back. So the idea is to prevent that from happening in the first place by getting ahead of it using kind of a natural remedy of the New England Allergy Mix and the DHIST to help stave off that histamine in the first place.
So help us understand from a cost perspective, and it's, I don't know if that's a challenge or not, is most of the stuff that you're doing for patients as a result of script covered through insurance? And I know that's a whole other subject, but is that typical or is it private pay? Is there a mix?
So it's definitely a mix. There are some commercial payers that will pay for compounded medication. There are others that do not, so it would be out of pocket. Flexible spending cards, because it is a prescription, do cover that. So folks who typically have a high deductible will usually have a flexible spending benefit. So that would cover medication. As far as over-the-counter is always over-the-counter. So that would not be covered by insurance.
Interesting. And are you seeing a change? I mean, I know the landscape of healthcare is challenging, but are you constantly seeing changes that you've got to adapt to and concerns among your patient population?
Always.
I'd imagine people complaining about more out of pocket and, you know, higher costs for everything and
healthcare in general.
Yeah, on the prescription side, on the front store, I think you're seeing more people, younger people, millennials, that actually want to have better quality products. So a lot of them are looking to try to do the natural approach as opposed to using the regular medicines. So I think we're seeing a sort of an influx of younger patient population in the front store as well.
Excellent. And you talked about a second location that you guys also have, in addition to your Johnson in Waltham.
Yep.
So
there's Birds Hill Pharmacy in Needham, in which I was the manager of record there for 12 years, and then John and I purchased that together about 8 months ago.
And similar from a storefront footprint perspective, or perhaps not footprint, but storefront, same type of situation. They're carrying same types of product, and it's just a second location?
To a lesser extent. There's a lot less space there.
Okay.
So we brought some of our favorites over there, as we have. It's more of a convenient location, as most of it is non-sterile compounding that happens there. But now, since we've purchased it, we've definitely increased our product line, and we have a tasting bar, so folks can come in off the street and try some of our products that we're sampling.
Interesting.
That's great.
Totally new concept. Yeah. So looking at the geography where you guys are located in Metro West, are there other competitors within close proximity, or is it not the type of thing, you know, in terms of traditional pharmacy, there may be 10 in every town. You guys are probably at mass one in each town, and perhaps not even. So
on the sterile compounding side, we're one of two in the state that do outpatient.
Wow.
So there's only two. And on the natural wellness side, I think we're the only one in the state, if not New England, that has the support staff that we do. Between the amount of pharmacists with the training that we have and the natural medicine physician in the front, I don't think anyone has that or even comes close.
Wonderful. Which leads me to the next point, which is tell our listeners how to find you guys, because you are unique,
great.
And because you do have a great, a wide footprint. How do people reach you, and what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Sure. So it's Johnson Compounding and Wellness, and we're at 577 Main Street in Waltham. We also have a great online store, and it's shop at naturalcompounder.com, or just naturalcompounder.com will get you to the store. That's probably the best.
Yeah, I appreciate the time today, though.
Excellent. Our guests have been John Walczyk and Andrew Stein of Johnson Compounding and Birds Hill Compounding as well in Needham. And it's been a pleasure having you guys on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
And we'll be right back with another story on Radio Entrepreneurs.